I don't know about that place anymore, you know. I talked to a guy who went there and said there were only two girls and they were both nuns.
Ah, I saw that. That's about $10 in change.
I had a couple of burgers and some Cokes for lunch.
How many Cokes?
4 or 5.
What are you, a diabetic?
I don't know.
Wait, you're not leaving this house till we settle the college thing.
I'm telling you,
if something lined up by September, I'm going to ask Tom Burdick to put him on at the lumberyard.
He's not going to work at the lumberyard.
Well, he isn't going to be a caddy all his life, is he?
I'm alright. Nobody look about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let me?
Mr. Webb, can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny.
Danny.
When you were my age, did you ever have trouble deciding what you wanted to do with your life?
No, I never had that problem, really.
Why? Forget it. I didn't think you'd understand. You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I don't know. Did you have to take that Cooter preference test when you were a senior in high school?
Oh, yeah, I took it. They said I should be a fire watcher. What are you supposed to be?
An underachiever. I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia, is it?
Nah.
I don't think so. No, the thing is, really, do you want to go to college?
In Nebraska? Besides, it costs like $8,000 a year.
Hold on, Danny. I think I'll let you, what, $2.50 yesterday. I can't foot the bill for everything around here. Let's not ask for money.
It's just that my dad, Hank, he can't afford it. I haven't even told him about the scholarship I didn't get. I'm going to end up working in a lumber yard the rest of my life.
What's wrong with lumber? I own 2 lumber yards.
I notice you don't spend too much time there.
Not sure where they are. I like you, Betty.
That's Denny, sir.
Denny? I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball. Danny? Danny?
Sir?
Where's the wedge?
Right here, sir.
Thank you, Danny. Find your center. Hear nothing. Feel nothing.
That was kind of incredible, sir.
You try it, Danny.
Pardon me?
Pardon you? Here. You try it.
Ah, I don't know.
Go ahead. Just relax. Find your center. Picture the shot, Danny. Picture it. Turn off all the sound. Just let it happen. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm not talking. Stop talking. I'm not talking now. Where'd it go? Right in the lumber yard. It's okay, we'll work on it.
A golf course?
Why, sir, I think they're tunneling in from that construction site over yonder.
Jervik Construction Company?
I'll slap an injunction on them so fast it'll make their head spin.
And you? You better get rid of those gophers, or I'll be looking for a new greenskeeper. Is that clear?
Oh, aye, sir. Very clear, sir. Yeah. I'll put my best man on it.
This is Crane. I'm looking at you. You are green so you can hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, that was right where you wanted it. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean and you're mean and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Calm your eyes, man. I told you to cut the long grass on the 13th and I'll move the practice green.
I was unavoidably detained.
You can forget about the 13th and the practice green. I've got a more important job. I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Golfers! You're Greek, not golfers. The little brown furry rodents.
We can do that.
Why?
We don't even have to have a reason.
Well, do it, man.
All right, let's do the same thing, but with golfers.
Hush!
It's not my fault nobody can understand what you're saying.
I'm a gonna rave a fuss, I'm a gonna rave a holler.
Yeah, that's some three. And I'll take the Yankee Zero. Because I'll call you back. Danny, check. Yeah. What do you got? I'll be right up. Go ahead.
Yeah,
take over for me. I'll be right back. Joe?
So I jump ship in Hong Kong. And I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper.
You know, Caddy, Looper, Jack.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter, the Lama. Long. Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga Galunga. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Your ball's right over there. Go straight and you can't miss it. Mrs. Havercamp, you go that way, and it's right over... Mrs. Havercamp, you need this.
Oh, I might at that.
Yeah. Mrs. Havercamp. Your ball's right over here, sir. It's right there. No, Mr. Havercamp, the green's right over there. It's that way. Look, sir, just bend a little bit that way and swing away and just straight up. It's fine. Great.
That's a peach, man. Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
What'd they do, die on you, Tony?
Yes, man, you like that.
I can't pay you, Lou has to.
Where is he?
He's out.
I can see that he's out, numbnuts. Give me a Coke.
One Coke.
Hey, wait a minute. That's only 50 cents.
Yeah, Lou raised the price of Coke. He's been losing it to track.
Well, I ain't paying no 50 cents for no Coke.
You ain't getting no Coke. What I'm talking about?
You had it. Come on, open up this door. Open up this door.
Glad you, jerk.
Jerk? Come on, Adam.
Whoa, fight it, baby.
Hey,
what's going on? Open up,
man.
Come on.
Hey, Lou.
Hi.
Out.
Out. Sure you don't need me for nothing?
No.
Hi, guy.
Oh. Hey, I think you and I ought to go outside and have a little talk.
Talk?
Yeah. My friend, you have no idea how happy this is going to make you.
Well,
I am going to enjoy this thoroughly.
I hope that means both of us.
Couldn't we just arm wrestle or something, buddy?
My brother! Come here!
What is that, Tony?
Okay, Newman. Now, who'd you say the jerk was, jerk? Huh?
Get him! Get him!
What is this? What's that sign say?
No bare feet.
What's that sign say?
No fighting.
What's it mean?
No fighting. You only need one gumball machine. What's that candy wrapper doing there?
Drop the seat. Oh, pick it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put it right on the line. There've been a lot of complaints already. Fooling around on the course, bad language, smoking grass, poor caddying. If you guys want to get fired, if you want to be replaced by golf carts, just keep it up. All right, one announcement. Carl Lipbaum died last week in summer school from a severe anxiety attack.
I heard he swallowed his vomit during a test.
However it happened, he was a good caddy and a good kid.
He was a brown nose, Lou. You hated him.
Shut up. That means a caddy scholarship is available again, and anyone who's interested should go see Judge Smales.
And kiss his ass.
That would help. All right, let's move out. We got golfers waiting.
Let's go.
You, Angie, pick up that blood.
Hey, Lou. What kind of grades do I need for this caddy scholarship deal?
Well, if you've been a good caddy, I think they're kind of lenient.
Well, we're just about to tee off now, so call the hospital and move my appointment with Mrs. Bellows back 30 minutes. What? Oh, well, just snake a tube down her nose, and I'll be there in 4 or 5 hours. Testing now. 3, 2, 1, check. Do you have any eights?
Don't you have Holmes?
Porterhouse.
Yes, sir, Judge.
There's a brown Audi parked in my parking space.
Yes, sir.
Get a tow truck over here and have it hauled away immediately.
Right away, Judge. Right away, sir. Sir. Oh, Porter!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir, Judge!
Look at the wax buildup on those shoes! This is fine leather. I want that wax stripped off there. I want them creamed and buffed with a fine chamois. And I want them now. Chop, chop!
Got him, Judge.
Spalding, get dressed. You're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Time. What did you shoot today?
Oh, I don't keep score, Judge.
Oh, well, how do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
You know, you should play with Dr. Beeper and myself. I mean, he's been club champion for 3 years running, and I'm no slouch myself.
Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Oh, say, Fred!
Have you heard the latest one about the Jew, the Catholic, and the colored boy who went to heaven?
Yeah. That's a doozy, Judge.
Colored boy.
Why, you son of a bitch. I'll fix you, you fool.
Colored boy.
Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wayne, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you? I think this place is restricted, Wayne, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine. Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang.
No offense.
Oh, I can maybe have a half dozen of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, glove, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me 2 of those. Give me 6 of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Okay. Judge Smales, Smales the Third, Dr. Beeper, and Bishop Pickering. Who wants it, huh?
Yeah, Lou, right here.
I'll take Smales if nobody wants him.
Oh, Brownlow!
All right. What about it, Dr. Beeper?
Hey, thanks, Lou.
John, Captain Bishop.
Hey, this is ridiculous. Let me carry that one.
No, I can do it.
Sure?
Yeah.
Turds! Spalding! How many times have I spoken to you about your language?
Sorry, Grandpa, I forgot.
Lacey. Bishop Pickering, Dr. Beeper, this is my niece, Lacey Underall.
Lacey's mother has sent her to us for the summer.
Must be a nice change from dreary old Manhattan.
Yes, I was getting really tired of having fun all the time.
Ah!
Double turds!
Spalding!
Hey, so where do we tee off?
Al,
hey, boy!
Al,
how are you?
Al, hey!
Hey, we're all set to go. You're my friend over here, aren't you?
Sure.
How you doing? Okay, right, okay. What, are we waiting for these guys? Hey, Whitey, where's your hat? Let's go while we're young.
You mind, sir? Trying to tee off?
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing.
Judge Smell, sir? Can I talk to you?
Want a driver?
No, he's not my type. And that's a joke. I'm kidding. Yeah, give me the driver, will you? All right, place your bets. Place your bets. Here we are.
Don't count that.
Shit.
I was interfered with.
Yes, sir.
By the way, what did Mr. Webb shoot this morning?
Well, he doesn't keep score, sir.
Oh. Yes, I know, but just guess. 80, 75?
Shit. More like 68, I think.
I don't believe it.
Damn it.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Shit! All
right. Why don't you improve your lie a little, sir?
Yes, yes. Winter rules.
Oh, yes.
Double parts!
Ah. Four!
Fine shot.
Oh! I should have yelled two.
Why don't we walk this off, sir?
Oh!
Hey, what are you got here, rocks?
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up six flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance. I was alone.
I never knew what to look back. Now, what the devil?
The man's a menace. All night, cut that off! Music is a violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law.
Really? You know, I've always been fascinated with the law, sir.
Oh, really? What areas?
Oh, all areas. Personal privacy, noise statutes. You know, I plan to go to law school after I graduated, but, looks like my folks won't have enough money to put me through college.
Well, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Nice try.
Great big gobs of greasy granite gopher guts. How about a nice cool drink? Varmints, scum, slime, menace to the golfing industry. You're a disgrace, and your varmints. You're one of the lowest members of the food chain, and you'll probably be replaced by the rat.
What I have been pushed? I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society. Come to Carl, Ronnie. Come to Carl.
Okay. I guess we're playing for keeps now. I guess the kidding around is pretty much over, huh? I guess it's just a matter now of pumping about 15,000 gallons of water down there to teach you a little bit of a lesson. Is that it? I think it is.
Hey, you guys are brothers, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is this, a family business or what? You know, they say for Italians, this is skilled labor, you know that?
No, actually, I'm a rich millionaire. You see, my doctor told me to get out and carry golf bags a couple of times a week.
Hey, you're a funny kid, you know? Yeah, what time you do back in Boys Town? There we are now. Hey, Albert Einstein gave me this, you know? Yeah. Nice man, nice man. Made a fortune in physics.
Boom! Hey, John, sir.
I'll tell you, son, my main satisfaction is working with young people like yourself down in our new Lutheran Center. Why don't you drop by sometime, huh?
I've often thought of entering the priesthood.
Oh, are you Roman Catholic? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you can't come.
Go for it.
You know, I've often thought of becoming a golf club.
Not bad, huh? I'll have 2,000 more units in the next 2 years. Hey, I bet they'd love a great shopping mall right here. Condos over there. Plenty of parking. I tell you, country clubs and cemeteries, biggest wastes of prime real estate. For dead people. They don't want to be buried nowadays. Ecology, right?
Ask Wang, he'll tell you.
We just bought property right behind the Great Wall, on the good side.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Penny, Penny, come at the judge will see you.
You going out with me tonight, Maggie?
Yeah, to my room. I gotta work in the dining room tonight. Come work with me. You can bus tables.
Never done that.
It's easy. You fill the water glass. You replace the butter. If they drop a fork, you give them another one.
I don't think I can handle that.
All right.
Yes. Put me down for five.
Oh, if I can just make this one.
Hey, Smells! $1,000 you missed that putt.
Long a nerve.
Oh, my God!
I did not throw it.
What if I didn't throw it? How the hell did it get here?
It slipped.
Seems to be the problem.
He almost killed my wife with his damn club.
It was an accident. It slipped out of my hands.
I noticed your grips were worn, sir. I should have mentioned to you before. I could put some stickum on there for you. It's my fault.
It's a good idea. Next time, be more careful. Kids, what are you going to do? Look, I'm terribly sorry this happened. I'll pay for your lunch, and I'll pay for the umbrella. Danny, see you at the table. Sign your card.
Thanks for helping me back there. You're a good caddy, something to be very proud of.
Hey, do you know we're giving another caddy scholarship this year?
Oh, yes. I heard something about that, sir, but my grades in high school weren't actually that outstanding.
There are more important things than grades. Winning the caddy tournament, for instance. Might look pretty good on a young fellow's application.
Well, I'm sure you're going to try, sir.
This is for you. You tell Ty Webb I'm gunning for him. He's as good as he says he is. He's got to play me to prove it.
Okay, I will, sir.
Good boy.
Thank you.
Good boy.
Thank you.
License to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations. Man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever. They're like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong. So what you gotta do, you gotta fall back at superior firepower and superior intelligence. And that's all she wrote.
You're gonna eat your fat.
Morning. You're looking lovely this evening, Mrs. Smales.
I thank you, Doc.
Lacey, you'd be interested in knowing that this uniform was given to me by the captain of the Links of St. Andrews, Scotland. They invented the game there, you know, except they call it golf without the L's, we do.
I think I have enough butter now.
Right. If you need any more.
Sure.
So I tell you, now, when Mona died last winter, I said to myself, Al, if you keep busting your hump 16, 20 hours a day, you'll end up with a $60 million funeral, you know? Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? Now, here, take this for yourself, okay? She and I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting. Well, anyway, today I just stick to real estate, you know? With the market these days, if you own anything but land, you own a popcorn farm. Oh, somebody step in a dark quick.
Isn't that right, sir?
The graveyard is two blocks to the left, okay?
Dog food! I'm sure his dog food! Lots of blood!
Hey, where's the bar? Let's have some drinks here. See what's going on for crying out loud. Hey, waiter, here, this is for you, all right? Oh, Captain Hook. How about the grand you owe me, huh? Ah, forget about it. I'm just kidding, all right? Oh, this is your wife. Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh? Okay. Hey, Dahl, how are you? You live alone? Hey, Rabbi, nice seeing you. Okay, you're all right. Folks, how are you, huh? Oh, this is your grandson, huh? Oh, wonderful boy. Nice boy, right? He's a good boy, I'll tell you. Now I know why tigers eat their young, you know? The dance of the living dead.
I know why you came here tonight.
Why?
That girl. Listen, I put that idea right out of your mind. She's been plucked more times than the rose of Tralee. Biggest thorn Fifth Avenue, I'm told.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that bush. Moving around over there by that tree. It's just a bush. Nothing to even look twice at. That's what you're alarmed about. This looks like it could be gravy. I smell varmint poontang. And the only good varmint poontang is dead varmint poontang. I think.
You gotta get out of the hall sometime.
Tom, I'll show you a place to eat.
Well, where are you gonna take it?
Yeah.
Hi!
Hi!
Hey, I need a drink. Nice meeting you.
Okay.
Hey,
see you in a bit, Albert.
Oh, heads up, but I think someone's giving you the big eye.
Ooh, I remember her from Home Sound.
Hey, Sabu, can you make a bull shot?
Make a shoe smell?
Very funny. All right. Why don't you get yourself a real haircut? Here, take this, all right?
Thanks.
Ooh, people. Look at that one. Well, the last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
So, what brings you to this nape of the woods, back of the wave? How come you're here?
Daddy wanted to broaden me.
In this place? Good luck.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Golf? Nixon plays golf. I bet you got a lot of interesting stories about your ball landing in the room.
So what do you do?
I enjoy skinny skiing, going to bullfights on acid. I bet you got a lot of nice ties.
What do you mean?
You want to tie me up with some of your ties, Ty?
I've got a good idea.
What?
Let's pretend we're real human beings.
Freeze, gopher!
Dead people smoke before.
Guest of the Scots.
What do you say we bust up this joint, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you two should get a room, you know? Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will you? And you guys, take some more lessons. Hey, just give someone else a chance. Hey, you lucky devil. Come here, honey. Hey, loosen up, will you? You're a lot of woman, you know that? Hey, you want to make $14 the hard way?
No. Don't old gentleman.
Yeah, I'm no doorknob either, all right?
I never want to see that man here again.
Wait up, girls. I got a salami I gotta hide still.
Carl! I told you, today is the day we change the holes. Don't do it now. There's no more slacking off.
I'll slack you off, you fuzzy little foreigner. I'll fill your bagpipes with Wettina. Oh, man in the boat overboard. Oh, you beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me. Bark like a dog. I will teach you the meaning of the word respect.
Mr. Webb, I just got to win that caddy tournament. I owe it to my folks to get that scholarship.
What do you want to go to college for, Danny?
I don't know.
Let me tell you a little story. I once knew a guy that could have been a great golfer. Could have gone pro. All I needed was a little time to practice. Decided to go to college instead. Went for 4 years. He did pretty well. At the end of his 4 years, it was the last semester, he was kicked out. You know what for? He was night putting. Just putting at night. The 15-year-old daughter of the dean. You know who that guy was, Danny?
No.
Take one good guess.
Bob Hope.
No, that guy was Mitch Kumpstein, my roommate. He's a good guy. Don't be obsessed with your desires, Danny. The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish." He's a funny guy.
You missed just that one.
In one physical model of the universe, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. In the opposite direction, Danny.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very little.
Mitchell, you're on the team.
Okay.
Use the power
hitter. Oh. Oh. Nice form. Nice form.
Good luck, sucker.
Ah,
No, nice shot. Right on the beach.
Okay, Danny, this is for the gold.
I think it helps. Money. Money. Ain't got it today,
Noonan.
And... Listen, Noonan, miss.
Excellent round.
Excellent round. Top notch.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Say, I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Wait. How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh?
I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you've finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sir.
All right.
Maggie, how about we go swimming?
I don't have to swim where. Besides, I've never swum.
I'll teach you.
Why don't you come on in and help me sort my holy cards first?
No. Maggie's
we'll be right back.
Joey, would you please?
Get out of here.
Would...
Hey, thanks a lot.
The entire pool scrub sterilized and disinfected. Here it is.
Ah!
It's no big deal.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hi. Busy?
No, come on in. Ooh, oh, go ahead. That's nothing.
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
What spelling did you use? Sorry about this mess. Let me just clean up here. Getting ready for the season.
What, duck?
No. Dolphin. Would you like a drink? Tuna colada, perhaps?
Anything, any. Who's your decorator, Benihana?
No, I bought most of that stuff back with me from Vietnam.
You were in the war?
Oh, no. Homo. Much better now, though.
Here's an uncashed check for $70,000.
Keep it.
There's a bunch of them. And a summons.
It's yours.
Pretty pathetic, Ty.
Pathetic? Maybe you, Lacey. For me, there's a subtle perfection in everything I do. I have my own standards, my own way.
My uncle says you got a screw loose.
Oh, yeah. Your uncle molests collies. And you're rather,
What?
Attractive for a beautiful girl with a great body. Well, hey! Ooh!
How do I do it?
I'm going to show you. I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first. Let's go into the patio. Big rub. You have very, very small breasts. Just kidding, come on. Work my way down. This is the Isle of Wight. Careful. We're going to move right down the Taconic Parkway. Over to your club.
Will you get Meridian. Serious?
That's a very young thing to say.
Yes, I know.
Very Taurus, very
Taurus. Ow!
It's all right.
That hurt.
Don't. You're blocking. You're blocking. Just hold on to your chakras. Just get a little more oil on us. Uh-oh, now I've done it. Get that away from you. Oh, I'm sorry. It's like reaching under the rug, isn't it? There we are.
Crazy.
That's what they said about Son of Sam. You know something else?
What?
A very qualified acupuncturist.
Don't even think about it.
Eat these. But I want you to know about it. It's like acupressure, but it's acupuncture. The slightest prick, and you wouldn't even know.
I'll kill you.
I did not do that. See? You feel looser?
Listen.
I feel like $100.
Forget the massage. Okay? And just kiss me, you fool.
Mm-hmm. No.
Tastes like
slipping.
God damn it. Oh.
The best, man. I got it from a Negro. You're probably so high already, you don't even know it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
It was like Dick Cavett.
Hey, man, save me a poke. Oh, gotta do my doctor thing. Oh, wow.
All right, everybody, it's time to christen the sloop. Come along, children. You can shake your booties down on the dock.
Ahoy, Ploy. Where did you just come from, a scotch ass?
Edith Spalding.
My, what a nice-looking young man. You're from Bushwood, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. He's not a member, Grandma. He's a caddy.
Judge Smales invited me at the club.
Oh, of course. You're the young man who wants to be in the Senate.
That's right.
Well, you two look like a couple of boogies. Why don't you just scamper along now? Go along.
May I escort you out, fam?
Hold on, son. You trying to make time with my best girl, huh? Daddy, I want you to meet Chuck Schick. He's clerking for me this summer until he passes the bar.
Well, see you on deck, Senator.
Well, I'm going to law school, too.
Really? You going to Harvard?
No, St. Copius of Northern...
Where?
Hey, Cary Grant. You want to get high?
Wait a minute. I've only got a little.
Then split, okay, Terry?
Sure.
Bye, Chuck.
Guess I'm a little overdressed, huh?
Depends on what's underneath.
Ooh.
Come on.
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. Spalding, get your foot off the boat. It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her. I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
This is your fate line.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you're going to make a lot of money when you're older.
Yeah? When? How?
Could be in the market or on a game show. Mm. And this.
Mm-hmm.
This is your saliva line.
What's it tell?
How hot I can get you.
Well, don't just stand there. Go get some glue.
Hey! My buddy! Swanson! Full steam ahead! Over there! I want to go over there! Move over, Swanson. I'm driving.
Whoa!
I want you to know that, you know, because of this, you don't have to stop seeing other people.
There you go. Let's see. Oh, looks absolutely perfect.
Thanks a lot.
Are we still having tea?
Ever you?
No.
Would you come and loofah my stretch mark?
Story, this unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack at Augusta. He's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, we got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. That's... Oh, he got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and he's going to... Looks like he's got about an 8-iron. This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Hey, young fella, I was hoping to squeeze in 9 holes before this rain starts.
Certainly, Your Eminency.
Take my bag, huh?
Certainly, Your Magnificence.
Okay, come on, chop chop. Let's go.
Better put this on.
Yeah, but...
That's a great shot, though.
Eureka.
I can't even believe you hit the ball, sir. You're really clubbing it.
Yeah.
We better start moving.
Did you see that?
Miracle, huh? Nice shot, Bishop. You must have made a deal with the devil.
You know, I could break the club record, theoretically.
You better come in until this blows over.
Well, what do you think, son?
I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
You're right. Anyway, Lord would never disrupt the best game of my life.
Slept here last night.
Oh, Maggie. I'm in big trouble.
Oh, yeah? Me too. I'm late.
Late for what?
For not being pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I don't hold you responsible. It's my problem. I can handle it. Daddy!
Oh, Maggie. Maggie. Look, look. I'm not going to let you go through this alone.
No!
Whatever you decide.
I'm going to have it. I've already decided.
Well, that's it then. We'll just get married.
Oh, God. That's all I need.
Oh, look, I want to, all right?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Look, I don't want to get married, Danny.
Oh, come on, Maggie. You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. Look, Danny, it might not be yours, okay?
Maggie, I know you're just making this up about the other guy, so I won't have to feel guilty.
I'm not making it up.
All right, well, I'm still willing to marry you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for nothing.
You're a good egg, Nona. She needs you. Pick up that Kleenex.
Morning, Lou.
Morning, sir.
The judge would like to see a caddy named Danny Noonan as soon as he comes in.
I'm Danny Noonan.
Would you come with me, please?
Judge Smales, sir?
Sit down, Danny. Danny, I think you know why you're here, so I'll do us both the courtesy of not reviewing what happened yesterday. Sorry. My niece is the kind of girl that has a certain zest for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. You know, despite what happened, I'm still convinced you have many fine qualities, and I think you can still become a gentleman someday.
If you understand and abide by the rules of decent society.
Danny. Danny. There's a lot of, badness in the world today. I see it in court every day. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them.
The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny?
Goodness or badness?
I know I've made some mistakes in the past. I'm willing to make up for that. I want to be good.
Good.
good. Very good. You know, I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Well, just ask my grandson Spaulding. He and I are regular pals.
Are you my pal,
Mr. Scholarship Winner?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
How about Fresca?
Oh.
Huh?
Another Rob Roy, Bishop?
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink. Because it's nobody's goddamn business how many drinks he's had already, right?
Wrong. You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency fiddlesticks. My name's Fred, and I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Oh, Webbo man, I didn't see your name on the sign-in sheet for the club tournament. I thought you'd be the man to beat this year.
Guess you'll just have to keep beating yourself.
Hmm. Very good, yeah.
Hey, come on, honey, let's go, huh? Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're both starving. When do we eat, huh?
You have worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
Is that so? Who made you pope of this dump, huh?
Bushwood? A dump? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Member? Are you kidding? You think I'd join this crummy snobatorium? Why, this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood? You bastard! You bastard!
Hey, now, I reckon I'm right here, huh?
I've got no respect.
Gentlemen, please, what's going on?
He tried to choke me. You saw it?
He called me a baboon, thinks I'm his wife.
I'm calling the police.
You call the chief of police. I built this condo.
Out. I want him out of here.
Hey, watch out.
I'll not let you have another moment in here with this man.
All right, I want him out of here.
Judge, come on, let's be adults here. Some mess the place up. We can handle this in private. Let's go to your office. I'll make some drinks for us all. We'll talk about it. Come on.
Side guys like this, you too.
Daddy!
Maggie? Oh, Maggie! You slipping out?
No, I'm happy! I'm not pregnant.
Oh, that's great.
Listen, you were sweet, Luna, and I'm sorry I was hard on you.
No, I deserved it. I've been acting like a jerk. I hate myself. I'm going to get that scholarship.
That's good, isn't it?
No. I've been a creep lately, and I just can't help it.
You're not a creep, Noonan.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
All right, well, maybe you are a little bit.
Well.
Listen, Noonan, you're good deep down. I know you do the right thing.
Thank you, Maggie.
I demand satisfaction.
Oh, you want satisfaction? Well, I'll tell you what's real satisfying. Cash. I'll shoot you 18 holes for $10,000.
Well, I could beat you with one arm.
Well, how about teams then for 20,000? You can have Dr. Frankenputz.
I beg your pardon.
And I'll take Ty here.
Hey, fellas, don't include me in
that. Oh, Ty, come on, you're an ace. Everybody knows it.
I don't play golf for money against people.
What are you, religious or something?
You might say that. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I got it.
Ty, can I have a word with you in private?
Sure thing, Judge.
Ty?
Judge?
Ty? Oh. Ty, your father and I prepped together, went to war together, we played golf together. We built this club, he and I. Let's face it, son. Some people simply do not belong. Let's not cave in too easy. Hmm? Huh?
What do you say, Ty?
Let's make it 40,000.
Hey, great!
You know, Judge, my dad never liked you.
I'll see you two tomorrow morning on a golf course.
Hey, beautiful, beautiful.
I have to laugh. Because I've often finessed myself. By foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. Whenever possible, to look like one. I gotta get inside this dude's belt and crawl around for a few days. Who is the gopher's ally, his friend? The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm gonna use you two guys to do my dirty work for me. Look at me. It's the gopher.
Hello. There she is. She is. This is it. It's a title list. $20,000.
All right, show yourself, you little varmint. You got your guts. You son of a bitch.
Where'd you go? Oh, hi, Carl. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Mind if I play through?
Sure, go right ahead. What are you, getting in a late night or something?
Yeah, I was just loosening up a bit.
Was that your ball I heard rambling through?
Yeah, did you see my ball?
Hello? Tie list?
That's it.
Yeah, it's right here.
This your place, Carl?
Yeah, what do you think?
It's really awful.
Well, I have a lot of things that are on order. You know, credit trouble. I'm an assistant greenskeeper. They say that doesn't mean anything, you know, until I'm the head greenskeeper.
Can you give me a ruling on this?
Well, sit down. Come on.
I don't want to stick to anything in here.
Well, here, take this thing off. This is dirty.
Don't go to too much trouble, please.
Here, fire up.
With my lips?
Yeah.
I don't think so,
right,
Carl.
Just right back.
If I could just borrow a wedge or something and get right... If you can open a curtain up out there somewhere, I can get right through that window.
People say, you know, I'm an idiot or something because all I do is cut lines for a living, you know?
See, people don't say that about you, as far as you know.
Well, I'm working on it, you know, so I don't ever have to... You know, I'm going to be the head greenskeeper. Hopefully within 6 years, that's my schedule. But I'm studying a lot of this stuff so I know it, you know, like... you know, chinch bugs, you know... Manganese. A lot of people don't even know what that is. You know.
Great, Carl. Can I get a...
Nitrogen. Yeah.
You just open a curtain or something over there and I can just get right...
I invented my own kind of grass, too. Do you know that? Look at this. This is registered. Carl Spagler Bent.
Oh, yeah. I've felt grass like this before. I've played on this stuff.
This is a hybrid. This is a cross. A bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, featherbed Bent, and Northern California Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is... that you can play 36 holes on it in the afternoon, take it home and just get stoned at a bejesus belt that night on this stuff. I got pounds of this stuff. Here.
No, thank you. No, I don't...
Sir, let's have a little bit of this. I get the big Bob Marley joint. Look at this. Here, try this.
Carl, I really don't do this very often.
You're going to love this. This is dynamite hack. Watch out for this.
Well, maybe one drag on that guy's over.
It's a little harsh, but here,
cannonball it.
Go right back. And then one more of these right on top of it. Cannonball! Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
No! Carl, can I have a drop?
Just a drop, myself. That's fine for me. That's good.
Can I say something to you, Frank?
Ty, Frank.
You've been acting psychotically lately. What the hell? Why?
Well, I've been a little under strain. I've got to play with Smales tomorrow.
Smales?
Money match, no.
The thing to do with Smales is, he bothers you, I'll take care of him. What you got to do with Smales is, you cut the hamstring on the back of his leg right at the bottom. He'll never play golf again.
Carl.
Because he goes back, his weight displacement goes back, and he stays there. All his weight's on his right foot, he's going to be pushing everything off to the right. He'll never come true on anything. He'll quit the game.
That would work, and I'm going to call you if I need that help.
But seriously, no BS. You ever win a rap or anything, you know, just talk or just, you know, get weird with somebody. You know, buddies for life, I think.
I'll drop by. You drop by my place anytime.
Good. What's your address over there? You're on Briar, right?
Briar, uh-huh. Two.
You got a pool over there?
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring.
Oh, yeah, or you know, the pool or a pond. Anything would be good. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to clean this up.
You go ahead, clean up a little bit. It looks fine to me. Thanks for the dope.
Danny, you carry my bag.
What the?
Hold it.
Get back there! What do you think you're doing? Get off of here!
Morning, Judge.
This is a golf course. It's not a parking lot. Now, you back this thing out of here right now.
Okay. Hey, look at that.
Don't play games with me, Ty. Put that steering wheel over here where it belongs and get this out of here.
I got it, Judge.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Let's play golf.
Okay, let's get started.
Don't do it. I didn't do that.
Oh!
No, I didn't.
Oh, there's my phone.
I'm getting it. Gentlemen,
I told you never call me on a golf course.
Gentlemen, sell.
They're all selling and fine. I'll tell you what, let me have the
start now.
Any coast.
Gentlemen.
What are you on?
Gentlemen.
What time is your phone? I just got a call coming.
Gentlemen.
Short distance.
Hey! Gentlemen, we all know this is illegal and against club practice. I'd like to ask at this time if you gentlemen all agree to waive all sanction against said referee or anything that might get me fired.
Agreed.
Fine. Matches for $20,000 each. Lowest score wins the hole in regulation match play. I have a number of tees in my hand. Your Honor, odd or even?
Odd.
Odd it is. Your Honor, Your Honor.
Hey, Tiger, here. Keep it fair. Keep it fair, will you?
No, I can't accept it.
Driver, please.
No.
Danny.
Don't smile at me a lot, okay?
Hey, the judge and the stripping. $100,000 match point.
You kidding?
Oh, $100,000. Now, what do you want to do?
Five. Mr. Chair?
Five, Mr. Chair.
You got it.
Right.
Anybody home? Hello, Mr. Gopher. Yeah, it's me, Mr. Squirrel. Yeah, hi. Just to harm a squirrel, not a plastic explosive or anything, nothing to be worried about. Yeah, I'm just here to make your last hours on Earth as peaceful as possible. Yeah, don't mind this. This is doctor's orders and so forth. Yeah, you don't mind if I just pop in there a few laughs, huh? Yeah, that's right. Well, in the words of Jean-Paul Sartre, au revoir, Gopher.
That kangaroo stole my ball.
What's up, Doc?
tell you, I understand it. I'm playing the worst game of my life.
Hey, don't put yourself down, Al. You're not good. You stink.
Say, $50 the Smales kid picks his nose.
Okay, you got it. All right.
Come on, buddy.
Don't do it. Don't.
Here you go. Here you come. All right, kid, take your time. Now, don't do it. Come on, come on.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. $50 more says he eats.
You're on. You're on. Don't do it, kid. Don't.
Don't.
Come on.
You're
gonna
do it.
There you go.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Shall we press on?
Hey, Judge, cheer up, will you?
My boat needs exactly $20,000 worth of repairs.
And so does your brain. You want to double it?
Fine. $40,000 apiece.
All right.
$40,000.
All right. Hold on, Sarge. I mean, that's my office.
No, you don't. You're in for half of $80,000.
Probably just a routine emergency.
Why'd I double it? I tell you, I should have stayed home and played with myself.
Ty, I saw Smales before. He was cheating.
Nobody likes a tattletale, Danny. Except, of course, me.
Ow! Oh, my arm! It's broken!
Good Lord, what has this buffoon done now?
Here, let's have a look at that. Well, that might be a fractured ulna. I'm afraid you forfeit.
Yeah, who says so? The match is a draw.
No, you don't, Chernik. You don't play, you lose, right, Lou?
That's right, Your Honor, unless you want to allow him a substitute.
Huh? Oh, well, Spaulding can play out his holes.
Yeah. Actually, Judge, I think it's up to us to pick our substitute.
Huh? What do you want?
Sonia Henny's out. We'll take Danny Noonan.
Oh, Danny's an employee of the club. He can't work and play, particularly something as illegal as this.
Makes a lot of sense, Judge.
Hey, kid, if you win, I'll make it worth your while.
Well?
I'll play.
You sure don't want that scholarship, do you?
I guess I don't.
I guess you don't. I guess you don't.
Don't worry, it's good luck.
In Haiti. You do.
Great grammar.
Danny. See your future. Be your future. Make it. Make your future, Danny. I'm a veg, Danny.
Give me this. Take it easy, will you?
And the gauntlet.
Gentlemen, this match is all even. Final hole. Doctor, you are away.
Spalding, this calls for the old Billy Barule.
Hey, Judge, double or nothing he makes it, 80,000.
All right.
What's that, Judge?
You're on. Well, we're waiting.
Noonan, you can do it.
Oh!
smells, that's 80 grand. Now fork it over.
I'll give you nothing. Absolutely. You understand? Nothing.
I figured as much. Hey, Moose, Rocco, help the judge find his checkbook, will you?
Oh, well, I will.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Just let